Welcome to Mailbox, the program which gives you the floor to tell us your views and comments. In the past week or so, Radio Prague reported a few times on the ruling by the Supreme Court, which overturned previous court decisions returning the Gothic St. Vitus Cathedral in Prague to the Roman Catholic Church. Legal disputes between the Czech state and the church over the ownership of the cathedral have been going on for some 13 years, and now the matter has been returned back to a district court. Karel Knechtl listens to us in Canada, and this is his view on the matter.
It would send a bad signal if the state should attempt to usurp the cathedral, even if it was to be true so-called joint ownership. The cathedral is a holy place. Its prime purpose is to honour God, to be a temple for prayer, and it is the prime symbol of Christianity in Bohemia. A cathedral does not belong in secular hands, whether communist or not.
That's one way to look at it. Others argue that the cathedral is also an important symbol of Czech statehood, first built by the King and Holy Roman Emperor Charles IV, and consequently the venue for royal coronations. What do you think? Should the state or the Catholic Church be in charge of the maintenance of Prague's St. Vitus Cathedral? Let us know your views at english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague. Now, Ted Schurzinger from the United States responds to another story which made headlines in the Czech Republic in recent days.
As I was typing my reception report to email to you, I noticed the story about the self-proclaimed psychic who predicted an attack at the Prague airport. Funny, but I don't think her prediction actually came true. I presume she never gave an explanation for why she was wrong, of course.
If she did, that piece of information was not released in the media, it seems. The security measures at the airport were criticised by the opposition, but Interior Minister Ivan Langer said they were quite regular. He said only 22 police officers were guarding the airport and added that the police need to respond to every such call to try and eliminate any potential danger, and only afterwards can they start analysing the source of the information. From time to time we get letters commenting on Czech sporting success or concerning individual athletes. Purnima Bharati from the United States has a question about the Czech ski jumper Jan Mazoch, who crashed in January during a jump in Poland and sustained serious injuries to his head. By the way, Jan is now undergoing rehab and he's making a very good recovery.
My name is Purnima and I'm originally from India. I'm a big fan of Jan Mazoch and I was wondering if I can send him a card to wish him well and pray he gets better soon. Do you have his address or any address that forwards fan mails to him? I'd appreciate it if you can help a fan like me. I just want to send him a card.
Thank you for writing into Radio Prague. Jan Mazoch's official website is www.janmazoch.cz. It has an English version too, and you can leave a message there for Jan in his guest book. Now, Thomas Kirvaitis is writing from the west coast of the United States.
Hello from Los Angeles, California, USA. We can't hear you over here. Please send some transmissions our way. We want to hear what you have to say. Thank you.
I'm sorry to hear that. I have forwarded your email to our shortwave experts and they will see what can be done about it. In the meantime, you can fall back on our internet broadcasts and text versions of all our programs that you can find on our website, www.radio.cz. And finally, Arturo Leal from Mexico visited Prague recently and wanted to share his impressions.
My daughter, wife and myself visited Prague in November 2006. We fell in love with Prague. We stayed only one day and a half, but this short time was enough to admire and love your culture, people and architecture. What was the thing we liked the most? We couldn't say. Maybe the municipal house, or perhaps the castle of Prague, or the powder tower, or the astronomical clock. Or maybe the magnificent churches, St. Vitus for example, the fantastic puppets or the impressive handicrafts exhibited on Charles Bridge, or possibly the nice and cosy apartment where we stayed for only one night, or the nice restaurant in front of it. Thank you, Czech Republic. Thank you, magnificent Prague. We expect to be back again someday.
Thank you for all those letters and comments, and I'd like to remind you that you still have 3 more days to send us your answers to Radio Prague's monthly quiz question. This month, our mystery person is a woman. She was born in the former Czechoslovakia. She started off as a skier and was a member of the Czechoslovak national skiing team. Later, she worked as a fashion model in the United States and Canada, but today she's perhaps best known thanks to her marriage to an American entrepreneur and media tycoon, whom she divorced in 1992. Please tell us the name of this Czech-born American celebrity by the end of February to English at radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. Four of you who answer correctly will get small gifts from Radio Prague.
That was Pavla Horáková answering your questions in this week's